Good evening.
Love Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
DP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. DP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. DP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. DP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Good evening. Welcome to Girl Drinks Wednesday. Kind of want to wish everybody a happy Wednesday. And want to first start off giving a congratulations to all the racers and stuff that came out and supported the Twigs race this weekend. I want to say, man, for the ones that didn't show up, you missed out on a hellified show. So kind of want to give special shouts out to the Grudge racers that stepped up to the plate. For the ones that were there, we got a chance to witness at least 6-7 Grudge races that took place. So I kind of want to congratulate the guys there, and also want to congratulate the people that participated in the 6-0 and 3DT class, and also the hand clutch class. The guy which one was in the Chris Moore camp from South Carolina. I want to say his name was Mike. Booking, I believe his last name. I have to get the correct pronunciation stuff of it, but the term to agreement with that belt was that for the person that would have to, the person that won it would have to defend the belt, so he wouldn't be able to just hold the belt complete in his possession. So I told him that the next tentative date for us to bring the belt for us for the street, stock hand clutch class will be the Rock race, I believe. So we're going to bring that competition up there to Rockingham this year. So with that being said, we're going to go on and open up the lines if anybody want to talk about a race that's coming up. We will open the lines up for a minute and kind of let you get your announcements out. I have one this weekend. We got another nice shootout that's going to be taking place at Hub City Raceway. That's going to be this weekend. So for the ones that don't have anything to do, they don't want to watch some girls racing, tell you to come on down. At this time, we will open up the lines. If somebody want to talk about a race or discuss one that's coming up, we will talk about it for a few minutes. So I go on and open up the lines now if someone want to discuss, press 1. All right, now I have one person here. 3494.
How you doing, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, you had a great turnout Saturday, man. I really enjoyed myself.
Well, glad you enjoyed yourself, man. Yeah, glad the weather finally cooperated. What if I know it was fighting the battle first, starting off at 50%, and it kind of bumped itself on down to 20, I think, but it didn't do anything that day, so I was real pleased with that.
My first time actually experiencing the Grudge atmosphere, you know, Grudge, to see one firsthand and actually be down in the wet box experiencing, man, it was a great turnout, man. I believe I found my passion and my love, and that's racing.
Well, I understand that. Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, man, and got a chance to witness it in person.
Yeah, I actually made it to the semifinals in the Street ET, man.
Okay.
With the 750. with Erica.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, they, I know that was a big accomplishment.
Man, it, hey, yeah. I take a win for however I get it, you know, but it's, you know, it's great out there. You're actually experiencing it firsthand and, you know, learning everything it is. You know, everybody, man, we had a great time, and I learned a lot. You know, I had
tell
a lot
this,
of
would you rather, would you rather do the street ET class or do some grudge racing later on in the year?
Well, it'd kind of be hard, man, you know, because, you know, I am on the top 750, so, but, I mean, as of right now, I mean, I'm really enjoying the street ET. And when
okay.
I get better, hey, I mean, I might find somebody, you know. I don't know.
I got you.
But right now, I mean, I like this street ET.
Okay.
If I get better, I enter the 6400 too.
You will. You will. It just takes practice, man. It takes practice.
Yeah,
we got another caller here. We're going to open up the line. Just hold for 1 second here, and we're going to come back to you. 0775, your line is open.
Yo, what's happening, Chris?
What's going on with you?
This is Mass Connection over in Texas.
Oh, okay, man. What's going on over there, man?
Oh, man, nothing much. I just want to let everybody know about my special guest for the King of the Track. We got Tackle
okay.
Box and the Dream Team coming over to take over Texas.
Okay.
On June the 22nd, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
We definitely, I'm going to bring my partners over there for that May 11th race. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So get to see you again, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do understand that. And that's June the 22nd.
Yeah, June the 22nd at Dallas Raceway. We're going to be racing that
okay.
evening. So it's going to be cool.
Okay.
And fine.
What time your gates going to open, man? But
we're going to open the gates around about 6 o'clock. We're going to race
okay.
about 1 or 2 o'clock.
Okay, I got you. All right. Yeah, I might have to tip over if I don't have anything on the schedule.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? You're always welcome at my way.
Definitely. And what kind of classes are you doing there?
I got no electronic ET, pro ET. I got the crazy 8 class. Got fun and grudge for anything that moves.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying?
All
Tackle Box looking for some action. So hopefully Texas won't let these guys come from Tennessee and take over our area.
I understand that. That's going to get interesting now.
Yeah, I'm looking
That's
forward.
That's real, isn't it? Yeah.
Hey, do you happen to have a contact with Wonder Woman or something, hit me up. I want to try to get in contact with her.
Any of those, I think Wonder Woman is down now, though. I think she had a real bad accident or was on the bike, but I'm sure someone that's on here probably has some contact information. Well, I'll see if I can find out something for you and get with you and let you
yeah.
know.
If anybody listening, just have it to call Mass at 903-258-0775. Just give them my number. You call me anytime.
Okay. And what happened over in Texas this weekend? Any action or just basically testing tune?
They'll probably be testing and tuning on Sunday. A lot of people go over to Kennedale. Dallas
okay.
Raceway, they'll probably be testing and tuning on Saturday. They normally
okay.
have a big pile of cars. They usually have like a bracket class or something like that, but if you want to stay in touch with what's going on at Dallas Raceway, y'all jump onto the website, dallasraceway.com.
Okay. All right. Yeah, okay.
What you got going on over there?
Nothing. We got a season opener in Hub City this weekend coming up.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll be slugging it out over here this weekend.
That's going to be major, huh?
Well, it just depends on how you, because I know they got one big grudge race that's been talked about here for the longest, so I hope that that race do take place this weekend. Maybe to put some closure to this noise talking and stuff that the kids be doing.
I know you're going to have it on YouTube, right?
Yeah, I'm going to probably try to get some footage and stuff together and put out there of the race. I'll definitely do that.
Already, yeah. That's what's up. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Man, no problem. So, 1 second, man. We, Mr. 750 got his hand back up. We're going to put it back in his hand for 1 second. Mr. 750.
Yes, sir.
Tell me this, man. Yeah. You put your arm and stuff on that bike and lit gas and stuff, man. You may be getting ready for your grudge race.
Yeah. I just got to figure out, you know, what size shot, you know, and find a good mechanic to put it on, man, because little guy around here, I don't too much like tinkering with because he say this, say that. So, you know, I need somebody to turn me on to a good, reliable mechanic that won't steer me wrong.
I got you. Well, I'm sure a lot of names are floating around there, so you shouldn't have no problem.
Nah, I shouldn't have no problem. You know.
So what's the next thing for you?
Hopefully I want to make it to the thing in Shoals up there on the 11th.
Okay.
May the 11th. Right now I just play it by ear. You know, I just,
okay.
Whatever Erica got going on, if she got anything going on, I pretty much follow her, you know, because she got my bike and everything, so.
Okay. I got you.
But, you know, I learned a lot. I mean, from the grudge races was there. I actually got to meet old Custom X. That damn fool. But I actually
had a great
time.
What you think about the Carolina bike that you got a chance to witness going on the track?
Eddie Kane, I put it like him and what's his name, Zook Killer?
Right.
Chris Moore and all those, I mean. You know, I ain't actually getting to, I really only spoke to Custom X, but, you know, learning to watch how they ride. I actually spoke to V-Core too, but I learned a lot from these guys and all this stuff, so I think give me some time. Maybe I can meet some competition. It'll be a problem, be a headache for somebody one day. I ain't got to speak too soon.
Okay. I got you. Okay. Well, I know that the two big grudge racers are out there listening to problems. I'm not going to put them on the spot yet to call them on, but this is a big talked about race, and maybe we can get some light in on it with Shaquille's on it and Priceless. And, the race. From reading the information out here, it's going to be one, I think, either one in the break or maybe just a break or something. But anyway, what do you all think, man, the outcome of that race probably going to be? I know I'm putting people on the spot here, but I was looking at a couple of people, and they were like, man, they don't care how you look at it. The break is break, but, you know, some say that they're fooled for doing it, so I'm saying that they not. So, I mean, my question to you guys that's listening out there, can anyone kind of come forward and tell the radio listeners what's the outcome of this race if this takes place this weekend?
So is it between now and getting killed on the hill?
That's going to be Priceless, the Dream Team. I don't know which bike in the camp that's going to be running it, but I want to say it's going to be Priceless, but.
Okay. I'm going to just throw out a lucky guess and take care of them.
Okay.
I'm with the Dream Team.
I got to. I may have to call you afterwards, man, and we just let PayPal bet or something going on there. Yeah, but Yes, indeed. Anybody, any other listeners got any odds for us with this race? With kids on in the Dream Team this weekend.
I don't know, man.
Everybody's so quiet. For the ones that was also at Twist this weekend, to see 10, man, I got to give my shots off to that dude for riding that bike this weekend because, man, he scared the devil out of me. I almost dropped my camera down on the track man, when he was willing so bad.
Talking about that ZX10?
No, the black 1K.
Black 1K. Okay, I know which one you're talking about. Damn, that 12 o'clock midway down at 300 foot?
Yeah, it stood straight up in there. Bike came up.
Yeah.
He was trying to hold into it. Yeah, he was trying to hold into it to keep it coming over and also try to run that race, but he just had to give up. Well, he was definitely riding his tail off.
Who actually won the Street ET in the 6-0 class?
They call that guy, man. I'll think of his name here in a minute.
Was it the one on the green ZX14?
No, he came in second place. It was a dude riding a blue boost.
I know you're talking about the black guy. I know his name
because
I was talking to him.
I want to say Bebe or somebody. Then he also turned around and won the 6-0 class.
On the blue boost.
He went to the finals in the 6-0 class.
I broke out against the dude again in the ZX14, man. I died there because, my numbers was kind of off.
Right.
And, hell, I broke out 2 seconds faster than what I died in. I was like, oh, man.
Man, you say you learned a lot this weekend. I'm not cutting you off, but can you just share a little with us what did you learn, man? As far as you picked up any techniques from any of the riders, or you just...
All they're saying is, you ride the clutch out and try to be, have a clutch let out completely by the 60 foot and everything. I mean, that's how I broke out my last pass, in the third round, the last semifinals, because I actually rode the clutch out how everybody was inviting me and showing me how to do it. I actually did it flawlessly and I broke out. I should have dialed down, faster time than what I did, but... being that my numbers were pretty much the same throughout the whole ET, I said, I'll leave it there. I listened to what everybody did, and, hey, I can't roll the clutch just like everybody else was doing that day, and came out pretty smooth, and I just broke out.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Well, that's a good thing to enjoy yourself, man, and we're going to have to invite you over to Mississippi, you can have some fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm down for whatever. I enjoyed the atmosphere, man. It was just great. Great fun, No trouble.
Yeah, no trouble. That was one good thing, man. Everybody acted decent. Didn't really see no real riders or whatever. So I commend everyone for acting accordingly, man.
Those 100,000 of bikes that was doing testing and tuning in between each class, man, that was, a lot of folks had a lot of problems with that.
So right.
Get the class is over with, but.
And I also want to commend the Twigs, man, track personnel for having that track on point, man. That was one of the biggest issues I had with them for the longest, man. I just stayed on about that track, so. I want to take this time out now to just congratulate them and, man, give them 2 thumbs up. Cause they really done a hell of a job on that track.
Yeah.
All right, well, do we have any more grudge races lined up or something for this weekend? Man, I will go make another announcement. I know a little local grudge we got here in Hattiesburg is going to be between Tupac and Travis Rankin, 208. Booth was going to go back at it. Last time the outcome, I want to say the Travis and them got the victory. So Travis are actually up on a 1-0, but I think they're going to try to run that grudge race over again this weekend and try to make it a 2-0. Reckon I had a rumor also that I don't have no notes here talking about it. Some more races that was lined up. Soup Bone and 205 Mike race. I hadn't gotten confirmation on it yet, but, I mean, it's in the making, so I'm sure between now and Friday we should have a definite yes or no answer for it with that grudge. So it's going to be Soup Bone Slaughterhouse Racing versus ACP race with 205 Mike riding the bike, and he's going to be riding against LeSean. Another possible race that was talking about is Soup riding the bike against Joey, so I think that race is going to be kind of pending, I guess, which is going to determine the outcome of the LeSean 205, Mike. So I kind of want to put that out there. And like I said, I know the kids on race and the prices race supposed to be happening. So I think we've got a few more. We got one caller here. We're going to open up the line and see what the first round. 2474. Your line is open.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on? All
right,
your line is open. What's going on with you?
No.
Your line is open. Okay. 3878. Your line is open. Okay. 2474.
Oh,
he did it. Your line is open. 2474.
Yeah.
He must be on another line or something. And we also will have some ProMar cars down on Saturday as well doing some testing. They also got a race on Sunday there too. So for the ones that's coming in Saturday and don't want to leave, want to hang around for Sunday, there will be a bike class also that they will be having. Be it 3DT angles are either testing and tuning or grudging, so I just wanted to kind of throw that out there as well. So there will be some big car cars down on Saturday as well testing. And I got a chance to also meet a lot of old faces that I met back in the rock days, and got a chance to meet some of the newer faces that's coming out for these upcoming races. But like I said, I hope to see those guys again, be it on this end here or either up in Carolina somewhere. Okay. So we're going to try this line again. 2474, man. Your line is open.
He was supposed to tell you to go to Atwater and let him change. Now, Ronnie hollered him.
Okay, he got a whole complete conversation to it, though. All right, guys, any call-outs someone wants to make or any rumors going around that need to kind of bring up to the air or talk about here, press 1 and we can see if we can get these issues resolved, or at least get the ball rolling in the court.
Hey, why is it so quiet tonight?
Yeah, it's always quiet the first half, and then the second half it picks up.
Yeah, that's why I called
and
speak early,
because
once everybody starts calling, you can't get a damn word in.
Yeah, we got another caller here, 3-8, we had one. Gone.
Yeah, I got my popcorn ready. I'm ready to hear some shit talking.
Who you telling, man?
That's like who's like out there in Dallas now, man. It's been like five, 7 years since I've been out there.
Oh, well, you know.
Dallas.
Yeah,
I used to live in Grand Prairie, and I actually, when I first bought my bike, I was going to actually go out to the raceway and drag race, but
had a, I wrecked it. Counted everything. But I still went, though. Saw a lot of, you know, that was my first time experiencing motorcycle drag racing.
Already, you know anything about Hinesville?
I don't think I went to that track. I think it was just the Dallas Raceway, man, because I couldn't travel too far.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've been dealing with this drag racing stuff since like 2001. I started back out there in Hinesville, and I done been from like Red River. You know, it's Thunder Road now. And
yeah.
I started with Dallas Raceway when they first opened the gates there, you know what I'm saying? Had races at Texas Raceway. The weather's always pretty good. You know, every now and then you have some thunderstorms, but most of the time the weather is nice over here.
Right.
The bike scene is starting to, you know what I'm saying, the bike clubs are starting to come out, so they ready to do some racing. That's all they're talking about, you know, who they going to beat. What they gonna do, you know, it's time to show it now.
Yeah.
Where you at?
I think we lost him at 750. I don't know. He may chime back in with us.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. I'm surprised Tuckerbox, we didn't have him on the phone tonight.
Oh, yeah? Good deal. Yeah, I got some Dallas racers out there listening right now. My man Willie, you know what I'm saying? He ride a ZX14 2013. He got the new one. Got a couple other racers out there. I'm pretty sure they're listening in right now. Big shout out to my Texas boys, also Louisiana, Arkansas, Red Fox Racing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's where I need to put DJ. No.
We may have him. Yeah, let's see. 3494. Your line is open.
Yeah, I'm back, man. Lost service, man.
Okay.
Man, well. But I actually got a homeboy out in Dallas, Texas. I think he ride with Full Throttle. I think that's what they call a Full Tilt or something like that.
Yeah, I know some of them guys over there, Full Throttle.
Yeah.
They be drag racing quite a bit.
Yeah, he be telling me about some guy on a Silver 1000 or something that take the whole 4 miles on the wheel. So I don't know who he's talking about, but
yeah, we got quite a few fools down here. You know, everybody do their thing. Yeah, they both definitely do their thing. We got our class at this King of the Track coming up for the motorcycle clubs. We're going to see which motorcycle club can bring their best two riders and who's going to survive. I got some cash money for them, too. And if any of y'all guys out there is in a motorcycle club, and you know what I'm saying, you got a street bike, you got a IMCB index class for the motorcycle club. So we try to get everybody involved in it. Sometimes we have, like, stunt shows and stuff like that, but we try to really keep the drag racing going down here.
I understand that.
Y'all playing on Texas 750?
Man, whew, I don't know, man, when I can make it out that way. I mean, I have to see what's going on down this way. I mean, I would love to go out there. I'm with Eric Allen. I mean, I'm a mentor, so I'm still in the learning process. You know, it's a different transition than from street racing to actually being on the track and doing everything legit, so I'm learning everything as possible is to learn about, you know, drag racing.
Oh, really? Well, it's a fun sport. I like watching it. I'm not no drag racer. I ride bikes, though. But I've been riding since I was knee high. I just enjoy
you get
riding
on that track, man. Whew.
Oh, yeah, I done rode that track, bro. I ain't on a level like y'all, bro. Like King Cut, what's the boy, Custom Cut?
Custom Cut? Oh, man, I'm nowhere near that dude's level, man. It'll take me some years. I'm a fast learner, yeah, but, you know, the time and the money, all these other things
Chill, Phone, Custom Cut, Chris Moore, the money they got invested in all that stuff. Man, I'm just small time, man. I'm just a little young guy with a dream and, you know, trying to achieve it. I'm no Richard Gaston.
Well, you know you'll be successful. Keep your eye on the vision.
Oh, yeah, I am, man.
Man, all we got to do is get you around a bunch of women and put some nitrous on that bike, man, and tell you to go for what you know.
Hey, I will.
Sound like a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the perfect. I would say the perfect teachers will be teaching me everything I need to know. Got to give a shout out to Eric Allison, man. She's the best in my eyes. I got to follow my count, so, you know. No hard feelings to all the other guys out there. Y'all do that. They do their things, too.
Already. I started out back days with, I know y'all heard of Super Dave. You know what I'm saying? He started out back when we was in Hallsville. He had a couple other guys. I don't know if y'all ever heard of White Boy Chris. You know what I mean? He's a ride with, hang around with Mike Phillips a little bit.
I heard that name before.
Yeah, back in the days, them boys used to get out there and bump and grind. The kids was out spending dollars on the boy. It was fun, though. I remember a lot of stuff. There was a lot of love going on, still is, for this sport.
I'm just glad that, you know, this actual street class of racing is, you know, getting as much attention as the NHRA, you know. That's what I like, you know. The turnout is just great, man. It's just big, like you're going to NHR drag racing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to do my best to keep this thing going in our area. You know, we got a lot of races that goes on in the area. Kind of bikes interested in drag racing. I know it's kind of expensive, you know. But, you know, every race I go to, these guys are busting their ass trying to make it happen. That's a good thing. You know, you get a chance to meet new people. That's another good thing. You get to network with people, learn new stuff, you know.
Yeah, sure. I learned a lot Saturday. I learned a lot. I mean, from season 10, I met a guy look like he'd been racing for about 20, 30 years, you know. He started off on a 750. And he was like, man, he used to eat everybody's ass up on that 750. And I'm like, and then he got to the point where I got to go fast. So he upgraded. But, you know, I'm going to stick to what I got right now and learn the trick. So that's first 6 foot determines who wins the race race. In my eyes, that's what I see.
Do y'all race the eighth of a mile or the quarter?
Well, I haven't got on the quarter yet, but Twig's the eighth of a mile.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we got quite a few eighths of a mile back in this area.
Trying to get Chris back on the track. I'm trying to get Chris back on the track. See him run something.
Oh, yeah, Chris, you back on the
track? Yeah, I don't have the time to really mess with anything. I got a question, man, about this race. Was killed on them, but like I said, I would love for pricing them to at least Tucker Box something. Let me see if I can catch up with Tucker Box for 1 second here, if I can patch him in for you. So 750, you can, and Mr. Manson, you all can change words for a second. Let me see if I can patch Tucker Box in.
I kind of miss Texas, man. It was nice out there.
So long
as I was out there.
Yeah, you got to see some beautiful women. You know, they eat good food.
Oh, yeah. Grand Prairie was where it was at, man. I was probably like a couple blocks from the new stadium, man.
Oh, yeah. You into them Cowboys like that?
My team won the Super Bowl. When I was out there, I think I was in the Pittsburgh. I ain't never really been a Dallas fan. But, I mean, when I was out there, I was still repping, though. Had to rep the city I was staying in.
Yeah, they interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, they called me the Bama Texan because I'm an Alabama boy, but I was living in Texas, and I started getting that little Texas accent. I was called the Bama Texan. Don't ask me how they got that name, but they made it up.
Yeah, you got some brilliant people down here. They can think of something real quick. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Make your way back down here. I'm pretty sure you come down here, you'll really enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? I need to come over there to that hood area to see what's popping up.
It's some biker in Dallas. I don't know if it was called Hog Heaven. It was some little bar, motorcycle club place where they put on a lot of, you know, stunt shows and, you know, bike events and stuff like that. I went to one of those when I was out there, man, and I've never seen that many women, beautiful women, on two wheels in my life, man.
Oh, yeah?
Man, I'm talking about supermodels. We got Beyonce's riding 1,000s and Boosie. BMW, 750, 600, with that chick on the back. I was like, wow. I'll slap a guy.
That'll be fine.
And I'm talking about riding. I mean, none of this just cruising type of stuff. I mean, they actually ride.
Yeah, they popping up everywhere. A lot of women starting to get on sport bikes. You know, some like the Harley look. You didn't get the Did you get to hear about the national roundup we just had? Sorry about back in August.
No, my homeboy was telling me about it, man. And man, I was just starting my new job, man. I couldn't go nowhere. But he told me, because he's the reason why, I'm the reason he started riding. He always wanted to ride, but I pushed him again to fight, and he finally got him one. Like he was saying, his bike in the shop now, getting stretched and lowered. But I don't know. He said he ain't ready for the track.
Oh, man, that Enos, man, they had so many bikes out there. I bet you, I think they estimated around about 50,000 to 60,000 people there easily.
Wow.
All bikers. There was so many bikes. They was all over the place. We had the whole Enos lockdown. Every little sub area locked down. The Dallas, North Dallas, was completely locked down. Bikes was everywhere.
Man.
It was probably one of the biggest bike events, probably in the state of Texas, probably bigger than the Rock. The Rock bike rally in Austin. It was a lot of grudge racing going on, you know, between the clubs and stuff like that. This year, I think they're going to be in Mississippi. So they're not going to have any drag racing at this one. I don't know. They might not have any drag racing, but they had a lot of drag racing going on in August. All week.
Yeah. I know I'm a big fan of it now.
Hopefully, Tucker Box will be calling in. I got another question, too, out there, man. 1,000 man with these flat slicks on them, man. Who can tell me the longest length of a 1,000 man? Now I know I had to see one at least 80 some inches.
Damn.
That's a trick on that. If it wasn't 80, it was close to it.
I think I seen one guy online. I don't know who it was. He was about 95 inches. Yes, 95 inches. I said, man, that dude, I don't see how he had a slip on it, too. I don't see how he get any type of traction like that.
Man, that may have been maybe just a prototype bike or something.
He's that prototype.
It must be. Because, man, that's long.
You think that's even
what
worse?
Think
for that long?
The what now?
So you think it's even worth trying to be that long? That's a little bit long. I'd say probably about,
No, I would say 82 probably be the limit.
I don't even know how far they even stretch my bike out, bro.
Think, man, at these, we have another caller. 2012, your mic is open. 2012, your line is open.
I know you out there.
Yeah. Thank you, then. I think a lot of these 1,000 are about to take over the game, though, for his racing. If you look at the ratio of the 1,000 girls racing compared to the boosters over there this weekend, man, I have to give the favoring to the 1,000 because I think a lot of the...
Hey, man, somebody got there had a turbo on it, didn't
he? It was a turbo bike, I think, running in the... I don't know if he was running in that handcuffs of the 3DT class.
It was a
booster, I believe. But I know at least, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 first races was nothing but 1,000, man. So is this the year for the 1,000 to step up and take over this girls game, or the booster just going to kind of make in the cut?
Maybe if I find this turbo system, I'll put a turbo on my 750, and then I can grudge, right?
Hey, y'all got to connect with somebody with some other 1,000 motors. I mean, I got a guy that's looking for a 1,000 motor. Key motor.
Mm-hmm.
I got a connection, you know what I'm saying? Send him my way.
I sure will. Let me see if I can open up this guy's line again. 2012. Your line is open. 2012, your line is open.
They sleep or they drop?
I don't know. Man, did anybody see Shine out there this weekend on that street bike?
Shine, what color was it? I know what you're talking about, but I can't quite remember.
Yeah, okay, hold for one here. We may have tracker boxes. 0645. Your line is open.
What up?
Hey, what's going on with you, man?
Man, y'all ready to see some fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm finna blow Killzone's ass off.
Oh, man. So, man, can you tell us the exact race with you at Killzone this weekend?
You know, I don't even know. I was told two
okay.
different stories. So, but the way I understand it now is he on here? That way we can go ahead and get it.
I don't see any number on it yet. He may pop in. I may send him a message too to see if I can get him on too.
Okay.
Okay.
The way I understand it now is it's one in the break. And we have to beat him by one bike length in
okay.
a quarter.
Okay.
And then, well, never mind. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the way
I
understand. I thought it was just the break, and we had to beat him by a bike. So, I don't know. We need to for sure get on the same page.
Oh. So no more 8 mile stuff. This is all out the back door.
No. It's all out the back door.
Okay. All right. Anybody else on your wish list you want to show out with, or you just going to focus on kills on this? Because I'm sure you're going to bring all your killers down there with you, too, man.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have six of them.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have six. The tackle boxes, mass connection.
What up?
What's going down? I see you raising all the hell over there.
Hold on, man. Let me cut the feeder off. See what now?
I see that you raising all the hell over there.
Shit, somebody's got to.
We needed it's some entertainment.
There's nothing else. We're definitely going to keep it interesting.
And if I have the time, I'm going to try to set up about four cameras at that when that race get ready to go down. So I'm going to try to pause action for about 10 minutes to set the cameras up. I'm going to put at least one or two cameras down at the finish line, and I want to try to come midway as well, and I may try to put some onboard cameras on that too. In fact, what you say you had a camera too, didn't you?
Yeah, I've got a regular GoPro, and then I think Randy got an HD GoPro.
Okay, yeah, we got enough. Shoot, with about five or six GoPros, we should be able to get all kind of angles.
I definitely need one on the facing backwards on the tail.
Any third time this race gonna take place, or?
Not that I know. I don't really know a whole lot about it. I think that all that's between him and Randy. But
okay.
I mean, I say we go ahead and do it. You know, during the date.
Right. Well, I think it's supposed to be a high of 78 and a low of 57, I believe. So.
Okay. Well, we shouldn't have to worry about it. Then. It wouldn't matter. Right. But I know the track works. You know.
Right. And they're scraping it track up. Well, they can't do it today with the weather, but tomorrow, and reapplying, rubbing everything back on the track. They got a big pro mod race coming, so a lot of the pro mod cars are going to be there on Saturday testing.
Who all else is coming that you know for sure?
Mayo had called early, and I told him, man, his name was floating around there, but he said he wouldn't be able to make it, so... I know for the Outer Tunnels are coming. I know 205 Mike and all of them are coming.
I think 205 Mike's coming too.
Who is?
205 Mike.
Yeah, 205 Mike, because I think Soup has a race. I'm going to put Liz Sean on there.
I'd like to get... Shine and Cheetah Bike down there, so we can go ahead and do the race with Runt, but I don't think he's coming.
Okay. I don't know. I know several of the Texas guys are coming.
Oh, okay.
Anybody
talk to Gooch?
Talk to who?
Anyone talk to Gooch? With the Turbo?
I hadn't talked to Gooch about this weekend. Gooch may be over in Georgia this weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm still working on that too, Tackle Box.
Say what that?
Say that again?
Yeah.
I said, what's that?
I'm still working on that Gooch for that King of the Track too. I know you say you want him to match up with you. I'm trying to work it out for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go and tune him down just a notch. I'm gonna make him throw them turbos away. I'm going to make him start spraying.
Now, don't come over here and bash Texas like you said you're going to do. I know you said you're going to come over and have a business, but don't run us in the dirt, because, you know, we got some grammars over here.
Man, y'all going to ask me like they do in the damn Chinese restaurants, will you please leave?
Yeah, we got some guys. I've been talking to a few guys about you coming over, and they say they ain't scared of you, though.
Shit, they shouldn't be. I ain't no better than the next man. We just coming to race. If we get beat, you know, we get beat. If we win, we win.
I know that's right. Yeah, the guys, they excited about it. You know, they like looking at that type of action, so they're looking forward. I'm looking forward to coming to see what you got.
Yeah, we got we got a bike pretty much for everything. We got a cut up 68-inch motor bike. We got a stock chassis, street tire motor bike. We got a flat slick motor bike. We got three nitrous flat slicks. All of them, you know, one's like longest, medium, and then shortest, and I mean, we got all kind of stuff. I got a couple others I'm not going to be able to get finished up for this weekend for Chris's, but I might have at least one of them, if not two of them, finished up for Texas.
All right. Sounds like you're going to come over fully loaded, like the U.S. Marines or something.
Well, if I get the rest of them done, we'll have all together, we'll have nine. So, I mean, we'll definitely have plenty to, I mean, and they're all different, so.
So nobody can't be complaining. I told them I don't want no break or no leaving for. I want nothing head up action.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? If you go big, you know what I'm saying? Might be jump over there in the other lanes with all the beggars. But I told them I want nothing but head up grudge racing.
Yeah. That's what we're coming to do this weekend. I'm hoping that we get some races down there besides KZ.
Man, I think everybody just kind of quiet because they, you know, it was a...
Man, I heard
about that. Even my buddy Bud Light hadn't even said anything tonight, man. That's kind of rare. Has anybody checked on him or...
Somebody give him... Was
Custom Cuts on here?
No, I don't believe so.
That's probably good. I'll keep the profanity down that way.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just quiet, man. Waiting on
I can't wait to whip him. Ooh-wee, I can't wait to whip him. It's like waiting on Christmas.
Man, had you all pulled through the gate Saturday?
I'm
going to
fold him over my knee and I'm going to strike his
life. But had you all pulled through the gate Saturday, man, you would have had some fun, man. Because, I mean, one time people thought that you all had some bikes hiding down there in the trailer somewhere. I said, man, that can't be tackle boxing, man. Because I said, he probably would have been out circulating first. But they thought maybe they had spotted you all that, had snuck over there to the track. But I said, last time I didn't hear anything from you. I said, so I don't believe they would just sneak over here without telling somebody.
I wish we would have made that Macon race now, but, you know, the weather kept changing and stuff, and then we had Easter, and if I would have missed Easter, I wouldn't have got no cat for a month.
I understand, man. I definitely understand. All right, hold for one second, man. 3481. Yeah. 3481, your line is open.
It must be raining around the world or something. I said it must be raining around the world or something. Everybody's quiet.
Man, it's
0143. Your line is open.
Yeah,
Twan
got us on
that
list.
What's going on, Sean? Sean. Your line open, man. 0143, your line is open.
Is that
what I'm doing? Yeah, that's... Your line is open. Yeah, that's you, man.
What's going on out there? What y'all boy? What's wrong? Is a funeral? Who died? What's wrong?
I don't know, man. They just talked you up, man.
They just talked... Who talked me up?
I did.
Talk about you just talked you up, man.
What's I'm on your mind? What's on...
You the high
talker. You need to get Willie. Y'all need to come down to the hub.
For what?
So I can go on and stripe your ass with this runt.
Man, you know the definition of a runt.
What's that?
It's something that's goddamn supposed to get big, but it's stuck. It can't go all the way.
Well, I tell you what.
That's the definition of a runt.
Hey, y'all show up, we'll go off the trailer.
Man, I'm not riding with a bike.
I thought you was.
I've
rode
it before, but I'm not riding with a bike.
Oh, well, y'all changed.
I used to ride with a bike.
So
what?
Why the hell did he change riders again?
Nah, he ain't changed no riders, I just ain't riding.
Oh.
We got something
else to make
it. I just ain't riding. Sound like
okay.
You got your hand full down
there.
You got to run 10 in it.
Got to run who?
And you going to run 10 or 10, whatever they call it.
Who the hell is that?
The guy with the street guy. The Samovia. 10. what they call it, 10?
Yeah, 10.
Yeah, 10.
Something like extreme motorsport.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean.
What you going to run in with? What you talking about? What you going to run in with?
I don't. What all do they have? Don't they got it? They got a flat slick motorbike, so we can run. Are you talking about the Zig Zilla?
I thought y'all were running the black. I thought y'all were running the black little Nitrous 1000 street tie with some bike you y'all got.
I don't know anything about it, but I'm down. It's whatever the guys say. I'm all game.
Yeah. Okay, so you ain't really got no race locked in down there.
Only thing that I know of that we have is the Killzone race.
What? Who gonna race Killzone? You?
Yeah.
And what you gonna be on?
Cocaine.
And you here raising head up?
No. Like I said, I don't know for sure yet, but the way I understand it is he gets one in the hit out the back door, and I got to beat him by a bike length.
Y'all boys gambling. Y'all boys is set up gambling, boy. Y'all is gambling now. Y'all is gambling. Y'all boys gambling. That's good.
Yeah,
there need to be more races like that. Y'all boys
gambling. Grudge game was gone before I even got in the picture, and now it's gotten worse.
Yeah. If you know, the only thing wrong with this grudge world out here, people scared to lose.
That's the thing.
That's the only thing wrong with the grudge game, people scared to lose.
Man, you're going to take an ass whooping. I don't care who you are. You're going to get an ass whooping.
That's right. But you got to get in the ring and find out if you're going to get one.
That's right.
You can be the toughest guy in the world as long as your ass don't get in the ring.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Cause Custom Cut one of them. He won't get his ass in the ring.
Damn.
I was down there with a little old 1000 with a street pipe, a street tie, everything, hand clutch. He down there with a gangster killer booster, sidewind. I'm guessing he got a hand clutch. I said, Custom Cut, here we go, right here. Let's go and get on in there and do our thing. Wait a minute, come out, get him the hit. What? You on a booster, fool? Man, that man begging. I said, what? Custom Cut begging? Boy, I done heard it all. But he did beg. So I know he will beg.
Hey, that boy's trailer trash to Grudge.
Hey, y'all. He's garbage, man.
That boy is trailer trash to Grudge, huh?
That's it.
He just won't do nothing. He just won't do nothing. You knew it was going to be a race down here in Macon, but you leave your bike at home.
What?
He left his bike at home. He left his boots at home. I guess he got a little shook up. I guess when he fell on that raggedy-ass old-school bike down there.
And they had some killers in Macon, too, this weekend, up. Boy.
Yeah, they had some killers out there. Yeah, they had some killers out there.
Has anyone, I need to call or text Eddie. I think someone had talked to him about, they might be coming to the hub, but I don't know if that's true or not. I hadn't talked to Eddie.
I don't think Ed Kane. You talking about Ed Kane?
Yeah.
No, I don't think Ed Kane is coming to the hub.
Oh, okay.
But they ain't got no race, unless they got a race locked in or something.
No, I mean, if we're there, I still owe him a race. So, I mean, whenever we meet, we're getting down.
Yeah, but I don't think he got nothing at the hood. I don't think he got nothing going down now. Because they were trying to get somebody locked in on the internet, they said. On Cycle Bike, they were trying to get somebody to lock in. But they wouldn't lock in, so he said, he ain't coming way down here. Ain't nobody locked in. You know, them boys got a long way to come.
Yeah. And plus, we're going to be going up there. On May the 11th.
Yeah, y'all got the 20th. I thought it was the 18th of the. When is that shootout thing up there in Virginia?
That's May. Oh, that's on
April.
That's
April, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we'll see them there. I know they'll be there at that.
April,
so we'll
April
go ahead
the
go
20th. Or, I mean, April the 18th or 20th or something, ain't it?
Yeah, that's Sequel's race in Virginia Motorsports.
In Virginia, Park. Right. That's where all the motor. Bikes got to race each other, and the nitrous bike got to race each other, right?
Yep. Well, I mean, you don't have to enter in that, but if you want to. But the cool thing about that is we can still do on the side, you know, every single race.
Right. But, man, it ain't going to be nobody but Caesar boys. You know they ain't going to want to put no 5,000 up and race each other.
We entering. I know that. All only thing we can do is lose.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. You can't, if you don't win, that's exactly right. You can't, you know, the worst thing can happen, you lose. What the fuck?
Hey, I might get a black eye, but I'm still going to keep coming back.
Yeah, black eye don't kill you. You still got that other shit. I hit you in the face the goddamn other night. You come right back and hit me back in my face. So, get both of us got a black eye.
So, we did.
We still hit him.
Yep.
We got two motherfucking black guys,
but
we still here.
We got a caller here, guys.
The
line here. 9005. Your line is open. 9005.
Come on, tell him, come on in and kick his shoes off and sit back. Relax. Whoever that is.
Yeah.
Tell him, come on in.
I want you, Shane.
Thanks.
Shane.
You want me?
Yeah, that's right.
Man, you just got 100 motherfucking different freeways to get you in here.
We just ride off of I-40.
Well, come on off of I-40 and get your ass on down and I river gate.
There we go. Hey, I'll get in on that too.
Get your ass on down here on the I river gate.
Hey, we'll take turns with his ass.
Come on in here. I promise you, I swear to get you in here.
We got another one here, man. 8351.
Get him
your
on
line
in
is
here.
Open.
Yo, sir, I need to get you back down here.
They need to get me well?
I need you back down here in Texas one more time for me. This man.
Oh, man. What you say you had something with it, June?
Yeah, June the 22nd. I got Taco Box going to be there. So what you want to do? You want to do the duck or what?
Well, shit, we might come down there. June the 20th, that's a long way from here.
Yeah, it's a long time from here, but you know what I'm saying. You know I'm going to take care of you.
I can't commit to nothing that far away.
Mm-hmm. Well, lock in something with me then.
Yeah, I just can't commit. I got to see you. Let me wait till June get here. Shit, I might be in goddamn North America June the 1st. It'll tell you where I might be.
All right.
Wait, let June get him. Let June get him first. Yeah, I can let you know if I can come June this winter.
We need some folks to come down to the gate.
Damn, won't nobody come.
Man.
See, won't nobody come.
I'm starting to get that.
We got another call here, man. We're going to open up the line. 8351, your line is open.
Let them in.
Man, won't y'all come to New Orleans, man?
I'll come to New Orleans. I ain't got no problem with it. I done been there. I love that street down there.
Hey, yeah. I'm going.
I promise I go.
When y'all come, bring Darrell.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll all ride in the same truck. That's how we'll do it.
Shit. Yeah. We'll definitely come. I ain't got no problem with coming to New Orleans.
Bring Darrell and bring Halloween, and me and him could get it in, and then I'll run you Tackle Box.
Yeah, okay. I'll go on and dot that out for you.
Yeah.
Them boys trying to get out.
Look, y'all coming to Hattiesburg. Y'all bringing Darrell on Saturday?
I'm trying to get him to come, yes. Y'all want to do it at the track?
I mean, we can. Let me know something. Let me know if he's coming.
I don't even know who I'm talking to. Who is this?
The Street King.
Oh, okay.
Street King.
What's up, Sean?
On the Street King. What's going on with you?
Street King.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Street King. I know you coming up to Hattiesburg.
Yeah, I'll be there Saturday.
Yeah, I won't go even go to Hattiesburg. I might go. Now I'm a Buck King coming up there. I might go. I just want y'all boys to be careful on that raggedy ass track, boy.
No, it's gonna be on point.
Yeah, I hope it is. That track. I hope they can do something to it.
Yeah, they got a professional crew coming out of Iowa down there. The pro mod guys bringing them, and they gonna scrape and do everything. We got another caller here. We're gonna open up the line to 6049.
Yeah.
Your line is open.
That man. Somebody can look after that track. Get it right. Mm-hmm. Somebody can look at that track and get it right.
6049, your line is open.
Man, where's Custom Cut? He normally be on here by now. I need to get a response from him.
His toes.
I don't see no sign of him.
I wish that boy.
I don't see no sign of him.
I know Custom Cut listening, man. Y'all ain't gonna tell me he ain't listening.
Man, I will pay his fuel to get him down there on that street.
Man, Custom Cut ain't coming nowhere. I believe sometimes he jumps
and he's his own. He's just scary. Hold on,
y'all. Hold on.
Boy, y'all been fire cuts and
cutting.
Let's get this thing rolling. We
run
out of time.
Yeah, we.
Man, I can't believe how quiet everybody is tonight.
Yeah, it better be raining.
Custom Cut, no way. Man, we're going to open up another line here. 9017. Your line is open.
Yo.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Wish?
I can't call it?
Yeah. Man, I know that boy listening, man. He
got to
be listening. He said he's a champion.
The
Georgia champion.
His toes curled up.
Yeah, he said he's a Georgia champion. He had that jumping on the ball with the little old stock bikes with that damn boots he was riding. Like he was doing something. I bet jumping on bullying them boys. Them little boys
that
hard one. Yeah, he got some little. What?
You talking about that
arm boy? Yeah, that little headless class he got out there. He out there running the ball, man, with some. Some boy weighed like that, he weighed 220-pound rats on spot 1,000. He had that bullet in the board.
Oh, man.
Custom Cut was out there, looking back at them little boys. Yeah, bigger head than a bullet. He a bullet. That was looking back at them little boys.
Yeah, we got two more callers here. We're going to open up the line. 8144.
Man, I made a pass on that little 1,000, man. Custom Cut, where he is.
What's going on, Mike?
Man, what's going on? I'm over here dying laughing.
Wait, where you mad at? You should have been came in by now.
Yeah.
I think I'm missing an action tonight, man.
Yeah. Don't look at what you had said earlier.
We got another caller here.
Those were the facts that you said earlier.
3117, your line is open.
Yeah, I want to get back over to Texas. That's what I
want to
do.
I sure will get back over there as soon as y'all come to Memphis. I'm tired of going over to y'all house. Y'all never come on my house. What's wrong?
You come over back over to Texas where we down at your eye last year.
Okay,
that's what
year.
You do.
Last year, this is a new year. You got to come to Memphis.
See, we ain't coming to Memphis.
It's a new year.
You come to us.
Why not? Why I need to come
to us.
You want
you need to come to us.
Why you come to
you?
You
need to come to us, baby.
Okay, I will come to you. Where you want me to come?
Yeah.
You
come to Dallas, baby. We're going to
okay,
do what we did last night.
Dallas is a big play. What part of Dallas?
Crandall. You know where it went down at.
Crandall? Who is this, man? There's got to be somebody who's like ain't even at the shop. That's probably not at the shop. Why are you talking to me?
Y'all ain't raised nobody. So y'all probably must be building the shop, too.
Man,
yeah, we
be
down here raising each other because nobody else will fucking race.
Tell him again, Jack. He ain't here.
This for Texas.
Man, that man's like, he got a bike that ain't even at the shop. How you gonna talk about racing?
You ain't raced nobody. Who have you raced on that bike?
Gonna,
nobody.
How you gonna tell me who ain't raced? You ain't got your bike ain't
even at the shop. I ain't seen it.
Hey, look here. When I need my car or saying that Jiffy Lube, I call you.
Okay. Yeah. I've been
a
while at all, man.
Tacklebot.
Yeah,
that man working at
Jiffy
Lube, man. Don't talk to me about no.
Hey, Tacklebot. Yeah. Get Kills on. You got a certain time y'all trying to do the race.
Do what now?
Kills on. What's going on, Kills on?
What's up with
you?
How is the race? How is the race between us? What is the race?
It was what you said earlier, back tie move, goddamn, in the quarter mile. I mean, the back tie in the move.
Yeah, okay.
And y'all got to win
by a bike.
Okay. Yeah, ain't going to be no problem.
Boy, they racing. I give y'all boys an A for F. No matter how it turn out, beat y'all racing.
We're trying to get something, dude.
At least y'all racing. And Kill's on wheel race. You talk to a man that wheel race.
Oh, yeah. I already been saying. He's been doing some running now.
Kill's on wheel race. All you got to do is keep Kill's on. Wheel from the wide. Keep your eyes on the track.
Don't be running over me now.
That shit, I ain't gonna have time to because I ain't going to goddamn see you.
Yeah, I got to get home to my little girl. Just don't be running all over me. Because I'm finna come past your ass so fast, boy.
Yeah, man. I get time with Tail, man. Yeah.
Hey, either way, I'll take your hand and, you know, win or lose. But we
definitely know. It's all good, man. All it is just goddamn racing here.
Okay. Yep. I got one.
I already booked, goddamn. My family vacation and shit, goddamn. Because that goddamn money right there, damn, still going to help.
Boy, you
it's going down.
Hey, is anybody ever heard from is PJ still racing?
Who?
Oh, PJ.
Man, last PJ we heard of him is when Tremont and them raced PJ down there.
Man, I ain't seen him on a bike in forever.
Been since 2009,
I
think.
Yeah, PJ, I ain't heard from you on the call every now and then. I ain't heard from PJ. Yes, he got them dump trucks. He got them dump trucks down there. He's probably busy with them dump trucks.
Yeah.
That's why what he's doing down there. I know Steve wasn't going to be down there.
Down where?
It had it buried.
Richard's going to be in Valdosta.
Well, they're going to see. Unless he's going
to
ride himself, too.
Seed and Cat will probably still be there, but Richard, I talked to him the other day. He's running that Valdosta.
He's riding a 4-mile bike.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's riding a 4-mile bike.
Hey, who riding that Predator bike at your event, man?
That was Eric Givens.
That motherfucker's so slow, man.
What bike?
Real. Oh, somebody tell him I got there and said that, because that motherfucker was slow, man.
What bike?
That Predator bike he talking about.
He the one ran that little dude. That little yellow 1000 had a broke loose. I believe he done whooped him.
Huh?
That little yellow street tire 1000 had a broke loose. I believe he done whooped him.
See, that motherfucker got them. Everybody look like an old moped going down the track.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, at the end, remember, he ran that yellow, that little yellow street car 1000, remember? That was that Predator bike over there with the flat slick on it.
I wanted to ask before I got there, but I already knew what the goddamn answer was going to be. There's a couple of goddamn flat slick 1000 out there denied me, too, so.
I do tell you what, though. From where, you know, I was standing in the bleachers. When you in that last motorbike, when you in that motorbike left, he might have been a half bike in front. But I promise you, if you had just stayed in your lane, it looked like you were finna go around it.
Yeah, that was like I said, that was my fault, man. Then, like, it was a lot of shit, man. I had problems. It was a couple of problems I had found out, some shit that I didn't got them. The bike was off when I ran J1000, first of all, but I thought it was a track. It was just a little off and shit, but I ain't think nothing of it. So, Yeah, got home that goddamn morning and shit. That next day and checked shit out, man. It was a lot of shit fucked up, man. I had a lot of problems before that race.
You were fooling with it before you, exactly. You was up on it doing something before y'all ran.
And then I fuck around and take the fucking nitro ball off. And as soon as I was about to turn a bit, the damn adapter broke and the nitro went in my face that was in the line. So, That's why I wanted to run that goddamn race back so fucking bad, man. But hell, Jungle. Like
yeah,
I said,
I'm telling you, I knew Killzone told them boys, man, look at him. Y'all get mad all y'all want because I crossed that name, man. I got a transmission. I ain't been telling my transmission. Killzone told
them. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Killzone told them that same language. They kept on getting on up down through there. Just one line.
That shit was crazy, though, man.
That's the boy y'all crazy. That's the boy y'all crazy.
I had my camera rolling, man. I almost put the camera down on the ground, man. I said, man, this is getting ready to get ugly here, man.
I'm gonna tell you,
this wasn't
crazy, man.
Cause,
you know, I look like, what the fuck this motherfucker still doing besides? I'm thinking all that shit at the same time. Next thing I know, damn, shit happened. So, I mean, it's all good though. We gonna got there running back. Like when I agreed to the race with Price and them today. And after all this fucking time, guess who come on there and said it? After I said I was gonna agree to the race, and I think my next message was, "Jungle, I'm not racing you, so don't act." And then 5 minutes later, goddamn, his partner called me, somebody he want to race Sunday. And I'm like, man, I knew he was gonna do this shit. This type of goddamn game he playing shit. So I mean, it's all good, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's what's crazy though. I'm gonna tell you what it is. I'm gonna tell you the scariest moment I had Saturday at that track. When Ten ran Kicking Rocks, man, Ten was a dish from being over backwards.
Man, that was crazy. That was, I ain't never been that high, and I've been high.
Hey, Tack, let me tell you something, Tack. I was then looking. The main, just a tad bit more, the main was when I went over backwards, man.
I mean, I've never seen a bike come up in the air in the back tire. I mean, it goes forward. I mean, he was like Shine said,
yeah,
man. He was over
here. The man was just hanging off the man's legs. He was hanging off. Man, look, I thought it was over that time. He would have.
Good Lord was him on that pass.
Man, look at him. That,
he done it twice, though, man.
He did it twice, but the first time was bad, but that second time was terrible.
Man, after that, I'd have got off the bike and went to hugging some folks.
Man, I'm telling you, that boy was up so the bike already long as I don't know what. The picture that bike up in there like that.
Motherfuckers, I remember that time I ran speed and shit up in North Carolina. Shine came over there. I don't know if you remember and shit, but he came over there talking like, goddamn, I don't see why motherfuckers goddamn get the motherfucking movie. Speed came over. I be goddamn. I came back and raced and did the same shit as Sean. Just got through talking about the shit.
And you came back and did the same thing.
you said the shit. I said, you like, why the motherfucker got down, come up in the house and the motherfucker get him a move? And I went back and got down. And when I ran that goddamn race, I be goddamn came up in the motherfucking house. So I like that shit. That's a learning process, man. That's all that shit
is.
I know, man.
Yeah.
You know, certain shit. I just put that new ball on that motherfucker, thinking that bitch that's gonna be all right. Oh, shit. Didn't let no noise out that motherfucker, man. Shit. I ain't never doing that shit again.
No, sir.
Hey, this motherfucker come over tonight, coming up with that goddamn flat stick.
We got two callers here, man. We're going to open up the line. They've been on for a while.
Bring them on in.
Man. Your line is open.
Bring them on in.
Yeah.
They must don't
want to
talk.
What up? Don't
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Chris.
Go kill him.
Chris,
your line is open.
Oh, Darrell, you on there, Darrell?
That's
the street kid be looking for Darrell, ain't it? Yeah, Darrell on the phone now.
I'm on here.
Street kid said she show up Saturday, baby.
Man, I show me down there looking around for him.
That's sure what he said. I know Street kid still on here.
I'm still on here. Yeah, you gonna have the all the way back off up?
I'm gonna have another little bike. My bike messed up.
All right.
Hey, y'all still there?
Yeah.
them boys got it in for Halloween, ain't
it? Man.
Yeah, I'm getting what they asking for.
Come on, yeah,
there
they beat me. They beat me on that bike. You know what I'm saying? And and the people went to talking a lot of shit about that. So that road was real raggedy out there, man. That road real in real bad shape. I couldn't put that horsepower down.
You can't bring no 70-inch motherfucking motorcycle and run a 64-inch street bike.
Well, I'm saying, y'all say that road was the best hooking road in the U.S. It wasn't the case. The 64-inch bike was working for you on that type of road. I wish I was 64 inches that night.
That's what
they
want
to
real.
Yeah.
That was
good. Hey, Tom, when they get on my ass, I don't know how to get them off.
That's what he want Halloween.
Yeah,
ain't
no right.
They come up here.
I ain't coming back out there, man. If I come back out there, I'm going to bring a 10-gallon jug of trike bike.
Yeah,
you're
going
to have to
throw
that over up.
Just spray the whole hill. I'll make it worth the while.
We'll spray that motherfucker from the start
to
the finish.
That motherfucker still, you still going to have to take some length out of that damn chain.
We got a road out here, man. Y'all come how y'all want to come. We going to, and it works. You're going to stand up in the air like you're at the track. So you're going to walk and lose your shoe the first 100 feet.
Is that the church sign?
Yeah, it's good. I promise you, Tack. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I done been there.
It's better than good.
Yeah, it's real good. That more hook. You can take a stick out and get wet now.
hey, Street King?
Yeah.
Street King, this twin. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my bike back. If it's working right, I want to do something with you, Saturday.
All right.
Spray for spray, whatever. Well, I don't care what you ride.
What you ride?
Huh? What you ride? Street game?
Same bike.
Huh?
That same bike I raced you on.
I have a bike with me when I come down there.
All right, guys, we got another caller here. We're going to open up the line. 4-7.
Hang on in
here. Your line is open. 4-7-8-4, your line is open.
They just want to listen.
I just want to Man, to ask, do anyone know street drag?
Who?
Street drag.
What, that's not a name or something?
Yeah, that was a nickname someone is called. I just got a message for someone asked, but do they know I'm a street drag? Or do anyone know street drag?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's one of them mystery riders from the 1970. And we ain't heard of him yet.
What do you mean to tell me?
We coming with new stuff, man. 2013, Kill Zone and Gangsters and stuff like that. We ain't coming with no Street Drag. Where he from? He got to be from Kentucky.
Man, I didn't know you had walked up to Cousin Cut Man trying to get a race with him.
Yes, I did. So did. He was on Sidewinder. You saw that booster he was riding with the Sidewinder and license and everything on it.
Right.
He had that orange and black booster. Yeah, and I was on that yellow 1000.
I think you scared a lot of people when you went down through there.
What? Man, I'm so proud on the good jet.
Man, did you...
It just seemed like it was all that fast to me.
Really?
It just seemed like it, but I guess everybody else thought otherwise.
Me
either. Yep.
Man, I ain't lying. You disappearing going out through there, man.
I might have had one of the fastest bikes out there. I don't know. Yep, I don't know. I know one don't got a blind out there. I do know that. They can see. But anything,
I said, what you mean? Ain't nobody crying, goddamn. Eddie Kane then was over in the goddamn corner looking for a race.
I'm gonna race Eddie Kane, that's who I with.
Oh, you with them?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that.
The yellow bike. You see, I ride the yellow bike right there beside him.
Oh, no, I ain't know y'all goddamn, you know. I saw you riding the bike, but.
So
who's
riding?
Hey, you
know,
riding the bike too, right?
Yeah. Oh. But you know what? We're gonna try the winner of you and that last guy. You know, we were just right before the track, whatever they were going to do before the track low. But Willis, now, I just got through riding Eddie Kane them bikes. What I look like trying to get on this bike here and race against those people there?
You say y'all going to try me?
And, yeah, we're going to try to win. You know, we're going to try to win up the race with you and the guy. Even though, if you would have won, you know, even though we could have won, beat you or not beat you, we were going to still try to win up that race.
I mean, I said, I would have just asked y'all if y'all would have gone race. I thought it would have been no big deal.
Well, what was the race with the cheetah bike? Wasn't that supposed to run Jungle Racing or something at the end of the night, or?
Yeah,
or was
that
Eddie Kane bike?
When he got through racing, Killzone, we went straight to him and said, hey, man, we want to try you. They didn't want to race. All we wanted to do was beat Killzone. That's what they said.
I'm going to get his ass back, though. That's
guaranteed. He can't win. Because I'm going to come around and win.
I'm going to beat that motherfucker.
He got the hand right in front. But I don't know about all these guys on this rush talk. But if I'm with a guy, I'm with a guy. I'm not gonna take this man's stuff and race this man that I've been riding. That ain't none of me. So
yeah,
okay.
If that's what they're gonna think, then I'm just gonna see how that whole situation. Cause I ain't gonna go like that. I ain't gonna do it. Cause I don't want nobody to do me like this.
Right.
That's what's wrong with you. Ain't no lawyers out here. They don't understand what the word lawyers mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, y'all leave that bitch right here. What?
sitting here reading the book. I tell y'all, look, this right here. Okay, I'm cool with Eddie King, and I was riding the cheetah bike. Okay, now, I've been riding with Eddie King, and all morning long, I've been riding a bike. Since as short as I went out there and did that race, and long, the first thing the cheetah bike post on there, he sold the race because he's been with them all day.
Wow.
That's the first thing they're going to say. That's the first thing they're going to say. But now, why, when his wife came, why he couldn't have said, baby, look, we can't run a good gun because Sam been on that riding a bike all day long. So what we did, like, trying to race him, man, he ain't been riding these people bikes. We can't do that. Why is we all about the same thing all night long? We can't do that. We just can't do that. So you know. I know how to fix that. I'm just going to get out of it. Who you want to ride that? And they see who they want to ride that, and I didn't let them race. I'm going to stay out of it. You didn't finish drag my name all over the mud like that.
Now, who was that little blue bike Chris Moore was riding that 10?
I don't know. That little stuff was hitting it, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed.
If it was still on the ground, that thing could do it. If he could have kept it on the ground, then he ran through it. Man, look at him.
I'm gonna hook Erica up some kind of way. I'm gonna make Erica beat the bricks off him. They call it a young lady in Texas that's riding, but I don't know if she's good or not now. But I mean,
I know Erica knows what she's doing. I want to put Erica on it. Yeah, but I see what Erica was doing out there. She's going to scare him right on up. If we can catch him and tie him down and get him to race. Yep, if we can get him to race.
We got another caller here, man. Let me open up the line.
Let him on in there.
Okay,
yeah. Bring him on in.
6-6.
Hey, Charlie, who the guy you got to catch?
That dude they call ZS10 Kid, man. Every time I reach him, wherever, you know, that's far way back, halfway ahead, I keep slipping away from him. I can't just get no grip on it. I can't get no grip on it. I just need to get my hands on that motorcycle. So he ain't going to do nothing with it. He's probably run off and leave his motorcycle and everything he wants.
Man, if Kills can pull that off this weekend, man, he's going to be in the top contender for the grudge racing, man.
But you know what, Chris? I got only one problem with Kills on.
What it is?
What it is?
Please, Kills on. For your own safety, man. Invest in you a leather suit and some boots.
Yeah.
You out of that little jacket stuff, man. You just don't know, man, I'm fast, man, please look at him. Get you a leather suit, man. Don't spend the money. It's going to be worth it.
Hey, we go ahead.
I promise you.
Hello?
Yeah. Get you a suit, man. Get you a suit and some boots.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
You.
Yeah, you're on.
Good advice,
Kizong.
Good advice.
Yeah, get you a leather suit, man. Get ready for that stuff. Get ready, you know. Get your copy.
All right.
You got a machine now. You got that. Now you just
got to
get the equipment to ride the machine.
Yeah, I got a leather suit, man. I should have got there. Hopefully, I'll be back in the goddamn, in a couple goddamn days. Man, I got too big for that motherfucker. But I'm getting back in it, though.
Yeah, get back in. I don't care if you have to squeeze in it. Get back in it, because I promise you, it'll save you.
Yeah, I tried to get in that bed about 2 weeks ago. My leg started goddamn bleeding. That bitch was so motherfucking tight. I had to come up out that motherfucker.
That's probably it. 51, baby. Get that like that. Get your eyes. What you doing? Get back, girl. By the way.
We got another caller here, guys. We're going to open up the line. We're going 2920. Your line is open.
Where's Halloween at?
Huh?
Where's Halloween?
What?
Who is that?
Where's Halloween at?
Halloween.
Somebody looking for the Halloween bike.
Looking for Halloween. Who Halloween is?
Motherfucker.
Who got Halloween?
Hey, Benjamin. Hey, Benjamin.
Who asking for?
Yeah.
You know, ain't nobody gonna sit up like me, around my weight.
Man, it's gonna. Let me look into that, and I'll get with you and let you know how I come on.
Darrell, what's your weight?
267.
And
that
about your weight,
kid, on? About 205 now.
Oh, no, you too light for Darrell.
Man, you know ain't
Soup, probably about that size. I don't know if you and him are buddies or whatever, but Soup on your bike, flip bike Dang or street car?
Street car.
Okay, well that ain't okay.
Soup on got a flat slip.
Yeah, he got a
flat slip. How much he weigh?
I think he around 285, something like that.
All right, I think he ain't gonna rate me then. That
would
be embarrassing.
He got
well, LeSean normally.
Don't make a crazy noise when you block it up.
Yeah, LeSean, probably.
Stop this up.
Yeah, it's a nicest bike.
I might be able to make something happen.
I'll talk about it
later. I'm saying, who said they might be able to make something happen? Who y'all talking to?
Yeah, working now. I got the heat on me.
He talking about Darrell and Soup Bone.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but Soup may put on little Sean on the bike. So I don't know, but Sean probably got to.
Yeah. I figured something out, man. Like I said, I'm something that something that'll run goddamn on the dream team and shit, man. Hopefully everything go well Friday and shit. Then I'm gonna be headed out around 6 in the morning. What time the gates open?
At 10 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, that's about right. And I'm gonna be headed out that way, shit. So.
Oh, that's gonna like a
thing. He gonna race. I'm telling you, he gonna race. How's it going to the
ground? I got it going straight
this way.
So
you turn
it
too
much,
you're
going to
cut this thing on
him. Yes, indeed. Boy, if you can, like I say, man, if you Hello. Pull that off, boy, that's going to put you up there, man,
yeah.
And higher than
right here.
Yeah,
Kia's on his brother. He's ready. Yeah, he's definitely
ready. Yeah, I got there. When I whooped goddamn Price, man, I know I was on the earlier shit when that guy had said that they got to have an event and Texas is soon, Dream Team coming. Man,
right.
You know, when I get through, when I know about one person going to show up at that event, you be better out there and get me to come.
Hey, hold up. Kills on.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a fella from Texas, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you want to make something happen, I'll let me. We can bring you to Texas, too. Race
yeah,
quarter mile.
We got them. Now they're racing them, and they up there.
Shit, you'll come if I pay you.
You goddamn so right.
You goddamn right. Let's talk business. Talk to me now.
Man, we'll be got there. I'd have rented a truck, my little regular ass truck, man. Shit. I don't think that bitch gonna make it that far.
As long as you show up, we gonna talk feeding. We gonna do the ducking.
I ain't gonna put that truck through that goddamn way.
Rent a truck, shit. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I tried that. Them bitches don't want no tow hitches on their truck.
I like that.
Everybody know that shit.
Yeah, we're going to have a Gladiator-thon in Dallas, DFW Dallas Raceway. I'm going to bring all y'all motherfuckers out here. I'm going to put a big pot up for y'all, but y'all got to show me what y'all talking about first. So I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I take care of my, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he do that. He do that.
We can make something happen, you know what I mean? We can do something sweet. We can move around with this.
He's talking about that new quarter mile track down there.
Yeah, yeah, Dallas Raceway.
Yeah.
Well, we probably got them figured something out, man. But right now, I'm gonna go to my thing is to go to Banshee event Saturday, and I'm gonna try to make it over there to goddamn to that event. I think on the 13 Tweeds and shit, man. See, can I find a record? There's a lot of motherfuckers running that Banshee event and shit though. Maybe goddamn get a heart or some shit.
Yeah, you come down and make money two times.
Yeah.
Come down to Cruise Way, come down to Mass Connection Way. Make money.
Shit, yeah, I know Chai said somebody goddamn when the time comes, goddamn. I see when the time comes. I'm just like, you know, really just focused on banking and event on the, I'm trying to hit three weeks in a row, so rather.
Man, when you going to try to cut Jungle up again?
Man, I want to, you know what, man, if Jungle come to the event, goddamn, we can do it then. You know, I told him Sunday, man, and I meet him halfway and steal, but I knew after I agreed to the race with Price and him, he was gonna come on there or Ohio or get his buddy to call me, and that's what he did. So,
right.
And now they don't want to race.
No, he want to race. He want to race. He remember he say on Cycle Bike, he said he'll get back with me, but after I agreed to the race with Price and him, then I can't. And then that next message I came, I said, Jungle, do not come on here and come out no goddamn racing, cause I just agreed to race with Price man, which I knew he was gonna do. Yeah. So, I mean, I know he on here listening, but he gonna get that goddamn race.
Now that's a head up race,
I'm gonna fuck him up so goddamn bad. Man, I'm gonna fuck him up.
Yeah, you get him for old. Going on your side, you finna mess him up.
Yeah, I know. Though I say that shit was my fault, man. So, I mean, first of all, you know, goddamn, hell, my team goddamn green just like me. We don't know shit about that shit. Hell, my bike, I'm just being real. My bike of that caliber, man, I'm supposed to have a fucking tuner with me down there every time I go to the track. The bitch ain't been touched. I don't know half of the shit on the bike. The bike ain't been fucking touched since I bought it from the shop. And then I got 27 passes on the bike, you know, so far. And I don't know if goddamn something wrong with the motherfucker. Hey, you know, the bitch just ain't been touched, man. And that shit, you know, that shit kind of crazy, you know, by itself for me to be running that motherfucker like that. And I don't know half of the shit on the bike, but hell, man, like I said, goddamn, everybody know I talk shit on Cycle Bike. And so far, everything I said, I did. So,
yeah, you did. You come straight out the trailer, straight out the truck, talking. Where they at? Let's do something. Let's go on. We tried to get there, but you see kids on what I told that boy right there in front of y'all. Man, look at him. The man said, well, you got to wait until some 5 or 8 o'clock for, man. Y'all can go and get the race going after, man. Anything that happened to everybody, you see, you went right there, blew that bike up. You see what I'm talking about?
You got there, so did.
She went straight out. I told him, I said, man, what if you go out here and tell your bike up, man? Then you got to pay the lock up money. But if you think you can beat the man, go out here and race the man now. What you going to wait for? He went right out there, y'all, and blew that motorcycle up. I told him. So now you got to pay the lock up money, but they had to pay out the race some kind of way. I don't know what they did. But I told him, I said, man, okay, what if something happened to your bike before 8 o'clock? That man went right out there and blowed that bike up.
Damn. That's why, see, that's what the thing was. Well, that's what we were arguing about. You know, we were, like,
yeah,
I talk all my shit.
Then.
Yeah, and then, you know, I talk all my shit on Cycle Bike. When I come to the track, man, you know, I like to, you know, be cool with people and talk shit and shoot shit and all that shit. But, man,
yeah,
whatever race I got set, man, that's what I want to do. So, you know, I get to the track. And Jungle talking about something about, hey, Jungle, man, what we agreed on it on the Cycle Bike? Well, I didn't do that shit. Dad agreed on it. His team agreed on it, but he didn't. Come on, man. All right, man. I said, you know what? We ain't racing, but we still ain't racing after, I suppose,
the rain came. With a whole different bike, but they blew that bike up.
Yeah. So I suppose the rain, I told Jungle we weren't racing, but I suppose gave the guy
that was riding a Zuzilla bike, I was going to get him the back tie. And when I went over there and told them, like, what they want to do, they said they ain't going to do nothing. So then when I told Jungle, come on, so we ran the race. And that was it.
Yeah. Man, y'all definitely put on a show for the people, man. I mean, I walked almost halfway down the track and looked back, man, and shoot.
It's solid, man. Crowded, wasn't it?
Yeah,
solid, man. Crowded. It's solid, man. Crowded.
Hell yeah. I just hate, man. I get so, like my bike, man. See, I do everything. My family, they do shit, the little simple shit. But all the other shit, man, I do, like, heat nicely bought up and all that other shit. I do that shit, but I don't know. If something goes wrong, it's going to be on me. And, you know, I was just fucking frustrated again. I don't know who the fuck so many people crowded around. When I got back off the ground, I tried to fucking, when I cut the switch on, the bitch didn't show when it was in first, so I didn't know what the fuck. So Bump came over and, I don't know who the fuck cut the bike off. I'm finna race. I'm not thinking about no shit like that. My team don't know shit about cutting the bike off or on. So the bike was off, so it's all right. For real. So I'm
man,
like, what the fuck? So Bump came around and cut the motherfucker back on. Then everything was on fan out and all that shit. Then I had to get back down, then the fucking nitrous leak. And all that shit, man. I was like, God damn, man. So
that's fucking come up out the hole, though, man. Both of you come up out the hole. I was like, goodness.
Hey, Chris, call Custom Cut. I know you got a number. Get him on him. You know this ain't like Custom Cut not to be on here all night. Get him, call his house.
Let me see if I can get in contact with him.
If he ain't came on here, he ain't coming.
Yeah, get him on him. But I want the world to know. I call him out, draw down. Get him on here. I think you still over there. When I told Cousin Cut to get down, what are you waiting on? I'm talking about what happened last year and all that. Don't nobody want to hear that. Get down now.
We got one more caller while I'm trying to locate him. 8477. And your line is open.
Get him in here.
Hey, kids on.
Who this?
Hey, this Paul. I'm the guy that's always with Dano. If you see Dano, you see me. I met you down there in Baton Rouge.
In Louisiana. Yeah, Baton Rouge.
I was going to put a couple of dollars with you down there. But, man, I was going to tell you, you know, you say you pretty much travel solo and your team is green.
You and so stuff.
But I was going to tell you, it's one thing that I learned in this game, and if the race ain't right, don't do it. If the money, especially if ain't no lockup, when you got problems with your bike and you got all other kinds of shit
down,
going on, sometimes
you
just got to bag off and regroup.
I told you about taking this thing out of here.
I remember you.
Yeah, I mean, like I said,
and sometimes it's easy, even if it's locked up, sometimes it's easier to give up the five, you know, however much is locked in, than it is to lose all of it.
Yeah.
Because I done bought plenty of lessons, and I made my mind up, you know, a long time ago, never again. If the race ain't right, if I just can't get it, my bike acting up, whatever the case may be, hey, cuz, we'll have to do it another day, you know.
Yeah, I mean, hell, it was like I said, hell, my team gonna goddamn follow me. So, like I said, when I was burning out, goddamn, I felt someone goddamn wasn't even right. So, I mean, I still the bitch like it still ran good, but it's just the shit that I found.
Like Shine said, from what I saw, if you'd have pointed and kept it straight, it wouldn't have been a race.
So, I'm telling you, I'm looking, man. Anytime you cross the lane over on somebody. Normally, if you're in front, you'll get in front of them. Or if you're in the back, you're going to fall over right behind them. He's going to fall right over on the side of him.
Exactly.
He got right over on the side, so I knew he hadn't caught up to him.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you said, all you had to do is keep it straight, and you know, running bad or not, you still would have had
that. Exactly. But all he did the right thing, though. Bump through, going through them gears, then get out of it. Tell your transmission up and lose the race.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He rolled the ball and catch the gear.
Yeah, but he showed them down there. They were side by side, but they were getting down that one lane with it.
Yeah, I was gonna say I hope your bike is good to go Saturday because I'll be down there and you know I came to
watch
some good
races. Yeah, he went on through
the
field. He did that. He good.
Nah, it didn't go to six.
It did.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, I tell you what, I want all y'all to have a good look.
Well, I know you got it straight now.
I mean, when I got back to the trail and shit, it shifts through all the gears, so I just got to, you know, ride it. I mean, test it and see what it do.
Yeah, it probably ain't going to stick because it probably was spinning down there.
Yeah. I mean, you know that bitch spin when it went in all that cat there in the middle of the track.
Yeah, I know it did that.
Because I was looking at it, I was like, man, what is, I didn't know what was happening from the angle I was at, you know, but I was like, man, what is Killzone doing, man?
See, trying to kill myself.
He was on.
I couldn't wait to get on this talk show. Cause I want to see what he got to come on and say. Cause I draw it on him in front of everybody, huh? Tater. Draw it on him in front of everybody. And I was on a 1,000. I was like, okay, now come on. You all about you the hand clutch man and you this, you that. Okay, come on. Come on.
You ready, hey?
Show me. I said, come on. Man, that man sure went the other way. Huh?
You ready, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened with the race with him and Tootie?
You talking about when he beat Tootie down there somewhere?
No, I thought Tootie had a OE boost or something over there at the track.
Leave it alone. You leave it alone.
That they were gonna run.
But they didn't never race. They just kept
okay.
Over there. That boy couldn't have beat Tootie on that bike. I saw Tootie riding.
Is that the bike he beat Tootie on over in Phoenix City, or that was another bike?
They got nine. I don't think that's it.
Not the bike he was riding. But them guys were there that he beat the bike. Them guys that were there, I think that bike might have been Owens or some shit.
Okay.
I don't remember, but that guy he was the guy bike he rode. He was goddamn, he was there, because he was over there at my goddamn, over there at my tent. But I don't think
they know that bike was running pretty, that bike Tootie ride running pretty good.
Because Tootie got on Chris Moore, didn't it? Yeah, Tootie got on Chris Moore over there. I said Tootie got on Chris Moore over there. But Chris Willie, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
I saw him over there, kid.
No, that was Chris.
On that
14.
Yeah, that was Chris Moe on that 14.
Chris Moe
Willie. Yeah,
I know Tootie drug his ass. I thought he was talking about kicking rocks. No, Tootie ain't gonna run kicking rocks now. Kicking rocks a little too rough for him.
Too rough?
Man, kicking rocks too rough for him.
Damn.
But that little bike too rad, man. He was running pretty good, man. He couldn't do that with kicking rocks, man.
Nah, hell nah.
Kicking rocks go to third, man. You think that man a shot up? Man, no telling what that man like. He was friends.
Well, Chairman, do you think if Ken had stayed out there, would he have beat Chris Moore that with a tight race?
It would have been a good race, man, because the boy swung, but he swung and went up in the air. And
right.
Chris Moore didn't come up in there at all. So it was going to be a good race. That Boots would have had to catch it. He would have had to catch it out.
That little sucker was gone. I looked at 10 over in that lane, man.
Man, that thing. Man, that boy went up in there so hot, man. Ooh. And they had something bad wrong when they fight.
He flips with skill. I ain't never seen a bike come over there and then, like, the bottom one to come from up under, man. Like, he just, one last time, he grabbed a hold and kind of came back down. But that was scary.
Oh, I get up and see
me in the text. Yes, indeed. We got another caller. We're going to see if this guy line is 4784. When your line is open.
Yeah, I was wondering, Chris, is there
going
to be some big slick
back out there?
Talking
about Saturday? Yes. You know, sometimes we have some guys come over from Georgia, but I think they may stay over there and go to that race over in Valdosta. But I don't know. It's just kind of questionable. You may some pop up and you may not. It's a 50-50 chance. But a lot of times those guys just show up. Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm still thinking about we might come and play with each other this weekend. If everything works out right, we might come out.
How you coming with your bike?
Oh, mine done. Both of them done. We just trying to figure out
what
we're gonna test
them. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to know because I've been looking at it right now. I had the group and found the house and see how far it is and getting everything and all that now. So I said, shit, maybe we might take a trip. Okay, we work looking at it right now. I got you. Let me see, we may have, because we got one more caller here. We got about three more minutes left. 3556, your line is open.
What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
This is Roger from KC. Is that
Mr. Sears on the line?
What's up, boy?
What's up?
Hey, man, I want to come down there and run for that bell.
Say what?
I want to come down there and run for that bell.
What bell?
I'm talking to Roy Sears.
Oh, I got no problem with
the bell.
I want to bring it back to Kansas City like I brought that little man back.
You want to do that
statue?
No more.
Well, we got to run faster than 450, though.
The what?
We got to run faster than 450.
Hey, them guys try not to hurt themselves, so they put a cap on it, and I said, well, whatever it's going to take for y'all to win y'all race, y'all do it. But my son went out there and had all of his back wheel. Shot through that spoke of time with a 450 flat, and that scared everyone.
Well, that's easy. That's too easy. 450 is easy. Y'all can run that at will.
Right. So they put a cap on it.
Y'all might as well start doing. Y'all might as well bracket race.
What kind of bike y'all so much?
Pro Mod.
He's big.
Pro Mod funny bike. Well, they ride a funny bike. I run Pro Mod.
I'm about to step on Pro Mod, man. We grew that race.
Yeah, we ain't studying them grud racing either.
Y'all should be bored now with Uncle Six.
KC.
What's up?
What's up? This is Mass Connection.
All right, hey, what's up? Ken, though.
We can fuck around with it.
Ken, I tell you that them Pro Mod put on show just like them brush bikes.
Tell Ken he can set something up for me and you on this race. Tell him. Hey, hold up. Get your pen and paper. We ain't got long. Get the pen and paper. Write my number down.
I got your number.
Oh yeah, you on my list.
Yeah. I did all your texts.
say, Playboy, write this number down. 903-258-0775. Anybody want to write that down? Write it down. 903-258-0775.
This ain't just directed to Roy. This is for Beecham, Junior, her, all them boys, Dallas boys. Next week, we're going to have to get them all on the line.
Hey, my boy Taco Bot's going to come down, you know what I'm saying, from Tennessee. He said he's going to claim to take over Texas. But I know Texas is going to show out. So, you know, they're going to be a good show. And I want everybody to check out that June 22nd, King of the Track.
I got no problem with
it, right? Yeah, put that number down. Y'all holler at me, man. We can make some money on this.
All right, guys. Look, that's it for tonight. We done ran over the time, so what we're going to do is end the show for tonight, but we will catch back up next week at Wednesday. So with that being said, so good night to each and every one, and we'll catch you next Wednesday.
All right, fellas.
Okay.